On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Setter on the other side of the glass, fabulously taking care of everything imaginable that he can do as a producer, and we always appreciate his help and hard work. WKOK is helping to honor and induct two new honorees for the Shikellamy Wall of Distinction. The two we're going to interview today are examples of what the Wall of Distinction organizers say are the hard work, big dreams, and high quality of Shikellamy education. And we have a product of that education, K through 12, on the news line with us now. Andy Oakes is with us, a 1992 Shikellamy graduate, Sunbury area resident, and you probably heard most about him lately as Fresh Roasted Coffee LLC, but he's been involved in a wide range of endeavors. Andy, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you for having me.
I really do appreciate it. You got inducted on Friday and got honored at the football game. I guess I'd ask you just what's your reaction to this idea, kind of being singled out? Do you now become one of, fewer than a half dozen people on the Wall of Distinction?
Yeah, I was really shocked, honestly. I had heard a little bit about it last year. I never expected that they would call me. I think it's a great idea to try to give the kids some direction, motivation. You know, young kids are often unsure of what their path is, what direction they want to go. And, you know, it's hard to see where you might be able to end up. And I know when I was at Shikellamy, I had no idea where I was going. So it's, I think it's a nice idea to give, you know, the kids some direction.
You're one of those people around here who thinks big. For example, I'm burdened with thinking small. Whatever I think something is, that's probably the way it will always be. Will be. You do not see things in the world and maybe people and or businesses in exactly that way. Where did this think big mentality come from?
Honestly, I really am not 100% sure. You know, I had a grandfather that was an entrepreneur. My father continued in the tradition. My mother actually also had her own stores as well. And I guess I just followed the kind of the family tradition.
Well, and you also have some ambition. You know, you have an interest in growing things. Can you find anything in your upbringing, either at Shikellamy or in your life, that kind of made this ambitious spirit rise to the top?
You know, my parents, seeing them, you know, work hard and struggle as, you know, small business, really just wanted to be able to stay here in the Valley but be successful. You know, the Valley's kind of a small place here, and it's hard to find something that you can do that you really get to reach out and touch the world. So, you know, I probably don't have that gear that I shouldn't try. Some of these things you know, we've tried, and I'm kind of always all in. Yeah, let's give it a shot. We'll figure it out.
And let's see, you were active in Sunbury Youth Football. We've seen you out at United Lutheran Church in Sunbury. Other endeavors, are there some other things that you think are important that maybe I don't see on my short list here that you're involved in?
Revitalization of Sunbury, honestly, is probably one of the things I really look forward to. You know, we were able to move back to Sunbury a few years ago. You know, it's where I was born. I went to Shikellamy. I'm really proud to be part of, you know, the alumni, and see a lot of opportunity for these kids to, you know, improve their lives, improve the town, stay here, actually do something that's beneficial. You know, whether it's in Sunbury or, you know, the surrounding areas, I think there's a lot of opportunity here in the Valley. You know, the people often overlook from a business standpoint. It's a great market. We're not far from Interstate 80, and you know, there's a good pool of people to pull from. You know, there's a lot of advantages here in the Valley.
What and or who at Chicken Lemmy launched you into the person who you are today?
There was a sixth grade English teacher that was really difficult on me, like really pushed me along and made me change some directions. But I would tell you probably my wife being supportive through all the years of things that she humored me, my parents inviting me to continue to move forward, try different things, and don't be afraid.
Did you ever have anything you tried but it failed?
Oh my word. We try things all the time, and I found a lot of ways not to sell coffee, I guess, it's or tea, whatever we're doing. There's a lot of things we tried that just didn't fail, and you just back up and you try again.
Well, I haven't personally had any fresh roasted LLC coffee in almost, it's been about 10 minutes since my last sip here, but I'm very glad you're there in Sunbury. It's a real asset. Well, Fresh Roasted Coffee LLC has grown to 50 employees. Just quickly, let's glimpse at your business acumen. What's the limit here? Sort of give us a glimpse of the business that's grown so exponentially.
Well, we started, with our own website, freshroastedcoffee.com. That was a slow go, and Amazon called us, and we got online, and even that was also slow, a little bit of a challenge. There's a lot of competition, and being found and well reviewed is always a challenge. We continue to find ways to grow and add new products. We actually have a K-Cup machine on order that'll make about 118 million K-Cups a year. So we're actively, our next phase here is co-packing, so that we are able to work with other, everything from grocery stores to some of the largest .com kind of, big box store websites, and hopefully get our products in stores here and co-pack for, hoping some of the maybe local grocery stores. We'll see what turns out here.
Yeah, if you see Jonathan at one of the events that you're invited to, hey, can I have a couple of 2-3 feet of shelf space here? Would it kill you,
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say to the youth of Sunbury or the Chicken Lemmy kids or any young person around here?
That no matter what, you got to keep on trying. I mean, kind of like we said a minute ago, I found about 1,000 ways not to do it. You just need to find one that works. It's just keep trying. Though you might fail the first time, it's not really. You won't get it all right the first time. There's no way. What you need to do is kind of sit back, continue to try, learn. Don't repeat the same mistake, and move forward.
Is there anything you did in your past that kind of stands out as a place where you really learned a lot? I know you worked for Wise Markets for a time, went to Sun Votech, you participated in the vocational competition statewide and won some of those competitive divisions. Is there anything in your past from which you really learned a lot?
Oh, I think just all of it. Everything kind of, I've done everything from driving tractor trailers to working as a carpenter, demolishing homes for an excavator, going through college and, taking, the classes, for construction. I wouldn't say there's one thing that stood out. There's a couple failures that were, really painful, and you had to learn from the mistakes that you made, and just you know, realign and keep on going and figure it out. Some of them cost a lot more than others, and to this day that, you know, continues to happen. But it was just a road. It was a long road of learning, you know, this is what to do, this is what not to do, this works, this doesn't, you know, and you just, you know, you bounce back and you try again.
Well, congratulations. Anything else you'd like to tell our audience? You didn't really want to tell our audience all of these things, but we do appreciate it. But anything else that you could add for our audience?
You know, once you get going in business, find people you trust, you know, develop a team. You know, I've got a great crew here. You know, many have been with me since the beginning. The first guy I hired and about the third girl still work for me to this day. There's so many good people that I've brought in over the years, and I always kid the good ones stay, the bad ones go, and I've got this great core group of people here that without them I couldn't. There's no way. You know, it's far from just me doing this. It is my whole crew. Without them, I'd be lost. I really I'm so grateful to have such a great team of individuals here that have got my back. They're fully bought into this place and they're helping it move forward.
Well, greetings to Cheryl, one of our former colleagues here. I know she's a good egg and has always been about four steps ahead of me, whatever I was trying to think of up here. So she's helping you out in the office there, so I know you're in good hands in that regard. Thank you so much for your help and your time. Congrats on getting on the Wall of Distinction at Shikellamy. It seems well-deserved, and please keep up the good work, and we'd love to talk to you about business again. I think this is probably good inspirational talk for everybody around here to hear. So thank you.
Thank you.
That is Andy Oakes, a 1992 graduate of Shikellamy, one of the newest inductees on the Shikellamy Wall of Distinction. You can find out lots more information about this at WDKOK.com.